Ask Pat.
AskPat.com. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 735 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. And before we get to today's question from Pascal, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is DesignCrowd.com. They help entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web design from designers all around the world. They have more than 500,000 designers from over 100 different countries ready to help you with any creative and design projects you might have. Check out designcrowd.com/askpat for a special VIP offer just for you so you can get started. designcrowd.com/askpat. All right, now here's today's question from Pascal.
Hi, Pat. This is Pascal from Morocco. I'm a raving fan of all your work. First, I do have to thank you for all the value bombs you've dropped on my head since I'm following you. You inspired me to create my own niche site named cuisinealaplancha.com back in 2014. This site is related to plancha grills. My question is about conversion rates on Amazon Associates. To be honest with you, as I speak, I'm making my first month above 50 euros with a conversion rate of 2% and a traffic around 600 visitors a month. What do you think about that figures, and what would be your best advice to help me grow this stuff? Thanks again, Pat, and keep up the good work. Cheers.
Hey, Pascal, thank you so much for your question, for your amazing comments, and great job taking action. So 600 visitors a month, that's a decent amount. And let's see what we can do to increase that conversion rate to the products that you are selling via Amazon Associates. Now, before I get into that, I do want to mention that Amazon Associates isn't always the only thing that you can promote. So perhaps there are other products that you'd like to promote too. I found personally that my Amazon numbers are typically lower than the conversion rates and the income than the other things that I promote. And so I'd recommend that you try and go out there and find other businesses, other companies, other people that are selling things that your audience could perhaps choose to buy and get a lot of value from. That way you can actually increase your conversion rates and get a higher percentage. Amazon, you know, they pay out at 6-8% depending on volume, which isn't much at all. But that being said, it is a great way to help people out because people are buying things on Amazon anyway. And there are things you can do to increase that conversion rate. So let's talk about that right now. The first thing I would mention, and this actually, the number one thing I can share with you, Pascal, is my free guide. It's affiliatemarketingthesmartway.com. If you haven't picked that up, I highly recommend you check it out. In exchange for a quick email, you will get access to my top tips for affiliate marketing. And I'm going to share some of them with you right now. So the first one I want to share with you is probably going to give you the biggest bang for your buck with Amazon, and that is actually showing people what they're going to get before they get it. So instead of just talking about the thing or sharing a little bit of information about it, posting a link, and that's it, you can actually go into deep detail about what this product is, how it works, perhaps even shoot a video. The videos that I've created from the products that I promote, both physical and digital, work really, really, really well. Plus, not only that, not only are you sharing what this thing looks like, but you are the one that's actually showing them how it works, and that increases your level of authority too. Plus, it builds a relationship with them, especially through video. They're hearing your voice. They're seeing your face, perhaps. It's not necessary for you to show your face. I know a lot of people who do videos where they unbox things that they buy on Amazon, and they just have video of them opening the box and showing how the thing works. And then those typically work really well with getting people to convert into a buyer because you've built a relationship with them. They're seeing that thing, and that works out really well. I would also recommend being very honest with the fact that you can earn a commission through when people use these links. You know, it might sound kind of odd that you're telling people that you're making money from an action that they do, but it's at no extra cost to them. And I think that's the big thing here. People, once you help them, they want to look for ways to help you back. And this is a very easy way to do that. That's to go through your link and you'll earn a little bit of a commission as a result, again, at no extra cost to them. And finally, the last thing I want to mention is that you can also offer to help. If people have questions or people want to know more things about the thing that you're selling on Amazon, offer that to them. not a lot of people are actually going to take you up on that offer. But here's the thing. The fact that you are there as an authority figure, as somebody saying, hey, if you have questions about this item, let me know. They're going to be able to see that you have something to say about this and that this is something that you really believe in. Not only that, even if people were to take you up on that offer and ask you questions, guess what? That means they're interested in this thing. That means that they are somebody who is probably on the fence, who just needs a great answer to a question in order to make that buying decision. So those are three tips of the many that are available in affiliate marketing the smart way. So hopefully that makes sense and will help you out, Pascal. And I appreciate you and your question, and I wish you all the best of luck. And as a result of your question being featured here on the show, I do want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt, which is awesome. And for anybody else out there who's listening, if you have a question like Pascal, who would love to have your question featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Anne Handley. She says, good content always has an objective. It's created with intent. It therefore carries triggers to action. Take care, everyone. I'll see you in the next episode. Till then, keep crushing it. Bye, guys.